This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room. It is the Mondayest Monday ever as I record this. I know you're listening on Thursday, but bear with me. It's solar eclipse day, so all the schools are closed. Luckily, our situation is such that, does that make sense, that sentence? Milo's school goes until 12:30, so I'm going to pick him up at lunchtime, but still, so I'm trying to crush work this morning and then I go pick him up and we have the little glasses to watch the eclipse. But then I was seeing people online be like, they're nervous to watch the eclipse with their child because are they going to keep the glasses on? What if they take them off and stare into the sun? Do they go blind? Like, what is the situation there? So I feel like if older kids, first of all, with regard to the schools, I feel like older kids should have, I don't know, because then I heard people say that you're putting the responsibility onto the schools if something actually does happen and a child doesn't listen and they look into the sun. But maybe for older kids, you view it as a class, and then younger kids, they play inside and you close the freaking curtains, you know? I don't remember, like, my mom messaged me this morning. She's like, what did we ever do back in the day with solar eclipses? Like, these have been happening forever. So I don't know. It's interesting how the schools are closed, but I understand they want to give kids the opportunity to see it because it's such a rare thing that occurs. But at the same time, parents also work. You know, I'm lucky I can take the rest of the day off, even though it's like the busiest week of my life. But some people, they found out just recently that the schools wouldn't be open today. You know, good Lord. So anywho, hopefully the solar eclipse goes smoothly. We have our little glasses, but now I'm like, is he going to keep them on? I'm just going to tell him, like, this is very serious. You have to listen to mommy. I also don't know where the sun is. I think for us, it passes by at like 3:15 or something in the afternoon. And I don't know where the sun is in the sky at that time. Maybe it's going to be behind our house and we're not even going to be able to see it, you know? Or our neighborhood has a ton of trees. So I don't know. Maybe we'll go out to there's a big field nearby. Do we go there to like watch it? I don't know. And then I'm like, do I bring Bubbles? Or is Bubbles gonna look into the sun and be blinded? And I keep thinking of that song, Blinded by the Light, wrapped up like a confusion. So anyways, that's today. Mother's Day is May 12th, and I wanted to do a unique kind of special episode for Mother's Day. So I actually booked a studio downtown Toronto. I've been looking for a studio downtown Toronto that is similar to the experience of when I go record in LA. You just like walk in, walk out, they do everything for you. So I found a place. It's kind of new. It's called Soda Studios. So I booked that, and my plan right now for the Mother's Day episode is to have somebody interview me. It's a guest that's been on the podcast a few times, and I was like, do you want to do a Mother's Day episode? So she is going to interview me, and it's just going to spark a bunch of conversation, as it always does, and that will be the Mother's Day episode. But now my dilemma is, Mother's Day is on a Sunday, so do I put it out on the following Tuesday, or do I put it out on the Tuesday before Mother's Day? How does that work? Or do I just like put out a special episode on the Sunday? I don't know. We'll see. I haven't decided yet, but that's the plan for Mother's Day. I wanted to speak a little bit about, and what made me think about this is I saw a TikTok by Struggle Care. I believe she's Struggle Care on Instagram, and I think she's Domestic Blisters on TikTok. Anyways, she made this TikTok where it was basically little clips showing her in different appointments with people, whether it be like virtually or like sitting, listening to someone. And the voiceover that was speaking to her was supposed to be the physician or the counselor, whoever it was that she was speaking to. And it was supposed to be all these appointments are happening on different days. And each appointment, they were giving her one or two things to do to, maybe it's release tension in her neck or something to do with like ADHD or a skincare routine to like get rid of something that's going on. And I was like, oh my God, this is, and the point of the TikTok is like, all these things in and of themselves seem very minor and easy to manage and incorporate into your life. But when you see all of these things being done within one TikTok, you're like, oh my God, it is a lot. lot. We're already so busy, and I understand that the world is set up in such a way right now where it's like, go, 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 and everyone's busy, 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 and work takes up like way more time than it ever has before. And I think that has to do with smartphones. We can constantly be doing work, and maybe our work situation is such that if we're just working Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, like we don't even have enough time in that day to get things done. So yeah, in the evenings, you're going to be checking emails and responding to lighten the load of the next day. That's just how it is. I always think about that. I'm like, what can I get done on Sunday to kind of lighten my week so it's not absolute chaos? And then what if Milo gets sick? Like, what if something happens? So anywho, we're working nonstop because we have the ability to work nonstop. And then things just get overloaded. I want to try running and practice running and improve my cardio stuff. So it's like, okay, I should be running a few times a week, keeping track of that. And then the hormone stuff, boiling my ginger, doing my ginger water with everything in the morning, making sure I have coffee after I eat like a high protein breakfast. So now I'm planning out my high protein breakfast. And in and of itself, like all these things are not super time consuming, but it's more so like we always talk about the mental load. That is kind of where things start to get tricky because you're constantly like, if I don't make my ginger water the night before or my high protein yogurt bowl, I'm not having it. Like I'm not making that in the morning. I'm just not. When I wake up in the morning, that's the last thing I want to do. So then I just have coffee and then I'm like, ugh, failed. But I try to remember part of it is learning and taking in all the information and then just doing the best that you can. And that's kind of where I am right now. Like I'm not going to be perfect. Some months or cycles, I'm going to be really good. Some I'm not. And then, oh my God, don't even get me started on like skincare and things like that. I don't have the capacity to do those things. I have a very simple skincare routine. And, you know, every few days I'll steam my face when I feel like it and exfoliate and that stuff. But with regard to like a 10-step skincare routine, like no way, like not a chance. Then it's like floss. And then it's like keeping up with appointments, your health. There is so much to do and to remember. Like, for example, I have sore hips and I think it causes a sore lower back. And I know I sit too much during the day compared to before. That's just a given because I'm busy, I'm working. I wanted to get one of those treadmill things that are just the base of the treadmill so that you can walk while you're doing work. But a lot of my work requires me to either be recording, editing recordings, or editing videos. And so if you're walking, it's really hard to do that because you have to have like very fine like motor skills to be able to edit properly and press the buttons and select only the pieces that you want to take out. So I don't know if that's worthwhile, but the getting 10,000 steps in. I've been monitoring my steps and it's so pathetic, but I'm like, who has the time? And my sister-in-law, Caroline, was like, just park further away. Like when you go somewhere, park further away all the time. And that helps you get steps in. I'm like, I don't leave the house. So now for me to get steps in, that's like an added thing now. I have to take 45 minutes out of my day to go for a walk. And even then, that's maybe 3,000, 4,000 steps. Like it's nowhere near 10,000 steps. So now do I have to do multiple walks in a day? Everything just becomes so overwhelming. But back to my hips and my lower back being sore. I should be doing the yoga tune-up balls. And that's another thing. I haven't been to yoga in forever. Oh, it's so frustrating. Anyways, I should be doing certain stretches and the yoga tune-up balls. They're almost like tennis balls, but bigger. They're a little bit soft. They're not like rock hard. And you put them into certain muscles and you'll like sit on them, like roll around. And it's really to break up the fascia in your like pelvic floor, your glutes, to kind of release tension in your hips and your lower back. So I have that ball. Ask me if I do that regularly to help myself. No, I don't. Just it, like all of these things And then I get frustrated with myself for not keeping up with everything. But it's like, how in God's name am I supposed to keep up with all this stuff? Plus do all the work that I want to get done. Plus hang out with friends. Plus hang out with my husband. I never make dinner. That's something I would like to do. Make dinner. Go to yoga. Get my 10,000 steps in. And this is not even including cleaning the house, tidying up dishes in the sink, vacuuming, doing laundry. Oh my God. I also want to read more in the day, but like something has to give. Like you can't do all the things all the time. So I'm getting so frustrated because I was on such a good track with all the hormone things, but then it just got too overwhelming and I'm like, I can't keep up. Like I miss a few days of ginger water and then I went out of town, visited my friends, and it's just too much. If I'm at home working from home and there's no deviation in my schedule, it's much easier to stay on top of things. But as soon as, like this week, for example, I'm out of the house for the majority of the week. I have like events, I have work things that I have to go into town for. So this week is just going to be all kinds of messed up. Like drinking my chia lemon water to have a good poop the next day. Like, haven't been doing that. I should do that today, actually. All these things. Back to my original point, her TikTok made me realize how overloaded I am, like trying to do so many things. It's almost like you need to take a step back and pick a few and just do your best. Because I can't spend so much time doing a million things that like are not work or just things you need to do in everyday life. So I don't know if anybody else feels this way. Like there's just too many things. And then you look at social media and you see what other people are doing and you're like, oh my God, like, should I be doing that too? You know, like morning routines and like journaling and like, oh my God, I can't do it. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. You know how a lot of people can't leave the house without a water bottle? It's like their emotional support water bottle. I am the exact same way with facial tissues. And that is because I have such bad allergies, specifically in my sinuses, to the point where I know I'm gonna have to blow my nose multiple times in a day, and I cannot be out in public without my emotional support facial tissues. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Now I know if I have a big event, maybe I'm going to a concert, going out for dinner, I don't want to be blowing my nose every 2 seconds. It's very unbecoming. And so I will take Claritin D and enjoy my evening. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. My husband and I both turn the big 40 next year, and we have been thinking a lot about our long-term health. We want to get smarter about our health, make better choices, but also not feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction. There is so much information out there, and it can be hard to figure out what applies to you, what is right, and what is wrong. Well, let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week. Don't just take my word for it. Naomi's Apple review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is super easy to consume even if you don't understand the science, with loads of actionable tips, a great mix of guests, and interesting cutting-edge science. You can't go wrong with a weekly podcast where world-leading scientists explain how their own research could improve your health. If you're ready to join millions of others like Naomi transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. If you're like me, then the bane of your existence is thinking about what to feed your children, prepping food, going to the grocery store, all of the above. Who has the time? We are all so busy, and it's important to incorporate things into our life that keep our life as simple and convenient as possible. Little Spoon is one way to do just that. They deliver fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kid will love at every eating stage they are in. The baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. They partner with Clean Label Project to test their blends for 400-plus contaminants, including heavy metals, so you know you're getting good stuff. The Biteables are finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding, and they are healthy, balanced, and free of artificial junk. The Little Spoon plates are toddler and big kid meals that are free of junk, and they taste amazing. Even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. They also offer really fun things like puffs. They have smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. You quite literally never have to think about food again. It's just easy peasy. And did I mention this all comes right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. The price is right, the quality is unmatched. You are going to love it, and your kids are going to love it. It is just a huge win for your family. Simplify your kids' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. So that was one thing I wanted to bring up. Have you guys seen? I'm sure you have. Oh my God. Parents do not like when you talk about their smartphone usage in front of their kids. Okay? People were angry. I thought that video that I posted, the initial one of the podcast clip, where I was like, I'm going to smack the phones out of people's hands. First of all, a lot of people were very offended by that. And they kept commenting like, you said you were going to smack the phone out of our hands. I was like, guys, I'm not coming to your child's practice. First of all, I don't have time. And I'm not going to actually smack the phones out of your hands. This was me just exaggerating and having fun and giggling to myself, but also being extremely passionate about this topic. I'm not coming to your child's practice to smack the phone out of your hands, I promise. But people get so triggered. I was not expecting that response. Oh my God. I thought people, first of all, I understand some people don't like my delivery of messages. These are probably people who have not followed me for a while. They don't listen to the podcast. They don't understand my personality. Like, I exaggerate and I'm going to get heated and say things that are kind of funny. Don't take it seriously. Like, take the message seriously, but like, I'm not actually going to smack the phone out of your hands. Okay. People were so defensive right away. And I got a lot of messages, so many DMs from people. I might actually make a post about the DMs that people sent. So many people being like, thank you so much for putting this message out there, because either they are on their phones too much at their children's things and they wanted to now start to pay attention to that and try and do better, or they're like, I go to my kids' practice, or, you know, even just waiting in the waiting room at like a dentist's office. Every single parent is just glued to their phone and their child is just sitting there. And I was like, I 100% relate to that. I remember waiting for a dentist appointment for Milo, and there was another mom in the waiting room with a kid about Milo's age and then an older kid that was probably like 12, 13. The mom and the 12, 13 year old glued to their phones and the little kid just sitting there by themselves. And I didn't even take my phone out because I was like, that's rude. Like, Milo's going to be sitting here by himself. I don't know. We need to be more aware of it. But I was very happy that a lot of people were like, you know what? Like, this is going to make me think about it moving forward. And I'm not, so many people are like, I have three kids and I can't be at every practice and blah, blah, blah. If you're not at the practice, that's one thing. I'm talking about when you're on the sidelines there to watch. And I'm also talking about young children. I'm not necessarily talking about the 14-year-old that's playing a soccer practice, you know, but even then I would be inclined to watch. I don't know, Milo's only five, so I can't speak to that experience yet, but I would imagine if I'm sitting on the sidelines, I would watch. Otherwise, just remove yourself, go sit in the car. and do it, you know? Because then they're not expecting you to have seen what went on at the practice. You know, afterwards, if they're like, oh my God, did you see when so-and-so passed it to me? And you're like, oh no, like I was on my phone. And also, it's one thing to do a few things on your phone. Like sometimes I have to check to see if my husband messaged me because he'll be at home on call, or he'll be like, can you pick this up on your way home? I will tap my phone every once in a while to see if my husband messaged me. But that's completely different than staring at your phone and scrolling Instagram. Like some people are like, oh my God, that's the only 30 minutes I have to order groceries. And it's like, okay, if that's your situation, and it's like anything else, right? It's like, what is your family's situation? And you're going to do what's best for your family. Obviously, what's best for your family in that situation is ordering groceries so that they have food to eat and not necessarily paying attention to the swimming practice. But again, that doesn't change the fact that your child is probably still looking at you to see if you're seeing what they're doing, or they're proud that they did something, or even, you know, sometimes Milo goes underwater and he gets a little bit like scared and he looks right to us on the sidelines and I'm like, you okay? Like, you doing okay? You're present and you're engaged and you're seeing what they're doing. So I understand that some people have to do something on their phones, but that doesn't change the fact of the situation of what's happening. That's why I gave the advice of explaining to your child beforehand that you're going to be on your phone so that they're aware of what's going on instead of just being like, oh, like mom's not paying attention, you know? But yeah, whoo, parents and smartphones. And honestly, I talk lately because I'm in this like smartphone zone right now. Talked a lot about, you know, delaying kids having a smartphone, and there's like this safe smartphone for kids that I think is only available in the US. It's called Gabb, G-A-B-B. It looks just like an Apple phone, but it's a safe smartphone for kids, which is an amazing option. But want to start reading The Anxious Generation. I've been listening to Jonathan Haidt on podcasts, but also like I'm turning my focus towards how smartphones are even being used just within the family unit, including parents. This episode is brought to you by Lola V. Lola V is an award-winning hair care line by none other than Jennifer Aniston. They offer clean, plant-powered products for every hair type and texture. I just did my whole hair care routine with all the products the other night, and I am obsessed. Along with incredible shampoo and conditioner, they have an intensive repair treatment that you can use once a week. They also have a lightweight hair oil. There's a leave-in treatment, and there's also a glossing detangler, which I need because lately I want to do my hair in like a slicked back look, but my hair is too frizzy. Get 15% off Lola V with the code MOMROOM at www.lolav.com/momroom. And Lola V is LOLAVIE. Is your child just seeing you on your phone all the time? Or do you take breaks? Like, we are working on this currently because now that Milo is older, I'm very aware that he is very aware of when our phones are out and when we're on our phones. So trying to be better at that. And there's certain situations like waiting in the dentist's office, like at his swimming practice, where I would never just like scroll on my phone. But because I'm more aware of smartphone usage, I'm starting to pick up on what seems to be the norm when I'm in those situations, like the dentist's office, swimming practice, and parents are literally on their phones. Not all parents, but a lot of them. And I've been sitting right next to some who are literally scrolling Instagram and their child is swimming and keeps looking to them, like, and it's heartbreaking. It's really sad. So it's just being more aware. And people get so upset when you talk about their smartphone use, which is what I'm realizing. So obviously I will make more content about this because clearly it's needed. And you don't have to like my delivery of messages, and maybe I'm not the person that you want to follow for things, and that's totally fine. So just unfollow me. That's okay if you don't like me saying that I'm going to smack the phone out of your hands and you can't like take a little bit of comedy slash exaggeration, that's fine. Just unfollow me. One comment made me giggle because she was like, I see now why you're not using your degree to do therapy with people because you have no empathy. And I was like, this is actually funny because first of all, I don't have the credentials to conduct therapy with people. I am an academic psychologist. I'm not a clinician. So that was funny to me. Like I did all the research on psychotherapy. You know, I'm like the background person, right? Writing the papers and doing that stuff. But it's funny because I did a lot of things during my PhD that required me to give like structured interviews with patients that were in the hospital, let's just say that. And a few times people had really traumatic histories and backgrounds. And one time a lady had an actual panic attack. I had to call like a team to come up. It affected me so badly. I remember going home and my supervisor would call me and I'm like crying in the bathtub. So it's kind of like a blessing in disguise that I'm not a clinician because I don't think I'm the kind of person that sees a homeless person or someone who's struggling with drug abuse like on the street and it affects my entire day and I think about it nonstop and I'm just, yeah, like really affected by it. So that comment made me giggle because I was thinking back to the time when the lady had the panic attack and I was so upset. I was like at home in the bathtub crying and my supervisor called me and he's like, I heard you had a hard time today. And I was like, so yeah, I'm not a clinician. I couldn't be if I wanted to because I don't have the credentials for it. So anywho, a couple things that are funny that Milo started doing. I don't know if this is like once your child is 5 and a half, they start doing this to you. Let me know if this is your experience as well. He started mocking me, which is kind of hilarious. But at the same time, you want to be like, ooh, any little thing. I'll be like, okay, Milo, it's time to eat your breakfast. And he's like, okay, Milo, time to eat your breakfast. And I'm like, oh my God, you little shit. Okay, Milo, get your PJs on. Okay, Milo, get your PJs on. What do you even say to this? Don't repeat what I'm saying, you know? I just ignore it as of right now because I've never experienced this before. He's never done it. And all of a sudden he just started doing it. And I'm assuming it's because kids at school are doing it to him, maybe. Like maybe they do it to each other. And so now he does it to us. And I just... it makes me laugh. When it's just a normal situation, it's like, oh, you little. But then when it's a situation where things are more like escalated or he's actually doing something that is not okay and I'm, you know, talking to him and he does it, I'm just, how do I react to this? Or do you just not react? So that's my new thing is like, he's mocking me, which is like, I'm like, my 5 and a half year old is bullying me, basically, or like making fun of me. And I don't know how to handle that. So right now I'm just like not doing anything, but kind of giggling inside every time he does it. Also, one thing that maybe you will relate to, and I'll give the example of a skipping rope. So in Milo's Easter basket, he had a skipping rope, but it's one of the ones that has the little, it's almost like, what's that noodle called? A penne noodle that is like a tube with a hole in the middle. So it has like a bunch of those in plastic along the skipping rope so that it's more weighted, easier to use. And he will do it in the house on the hardwood floors. And it's so loud when the skipping rope hits against the floor. And at first I didn't say anything. He does it like every so often. He doesn't do it for a long period of time. And you don't say anything, but it is annoying. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, should I say that he's not allowed to do that in the house? But in that moment, it's not really bothering me. I'm not trying to like listen to the TV or get like work done or, you know, I'm not overstimulated in that moment. So I just kind of let it go. And then he'll do it at a time where you are overstimulated and you have actually now decided that you don't want them to do it in the house. But then you're like, frig, like he's been doing it the last few days and I haven't said anything. And now all of a sudden I have to be like, can you not do that in the house? Change your mind and be like, stop skipping, you know? Or if you want to skip, go do it in the back on the back deck. But then he's going to be like, I've been doing it the last few days. And so I just wanted to acknowledge these moments where you let something go. Also, because in your mind, you're like, oh, he's just excited about the skipping rope. And soon it's going to be something that he does outside. So I'm just not going to say anything. But then they keep doing it. And you're like, okay, I should have addressed this like the first time it came up. I hate those situations. The other day he was stacking up all these red solo cups that we bought because he loves doing trick shots. And it was something so loud. He was like hitting it with his little baseball bat that he got. It's like a little foam baseball bat. And it was so loud. And I was like, hey, is he just going to do it a couple times? Like, I don't mind if it's just like a couple times. So I don't say anything, but then he keeps doing it. And then every single time it happens, like my cortisol level is like rising and rising and rising. And I'm like, okay, now I have to say something, but he's going to be like, I've been doing it for the last 10 minutes. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But now my cortisol is at a level that I must address this situation. So stop, you know? It's kind of like bubbles with barking. It'll like go, 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 go. You can handle it. And then all of a sudden, and you're like, shut up, go in your house. Oh, cortisol overstimulation. It's a real treat. Anyways, I wanted to get those things off my chest because those are just some fun little things that I'm dealing with lately. Also, just one quick note. When I went for dinner at my friend's house, who they're two adults, my age, married, live in a house, no kids. I was working from home and they went to work that day. And then we were all home at like 5:30 and they're making dinner in the kitchen. And I'm standing there like talking with them. And I just realized like, oh my God, they're just like having an adult conversation after work. Like, oh, so would you like, how was work today? Like just so calm. The whole house was quiet. And they're just like focused on making dinner, which was delicious. The most amazing green beans with garlic and parmesan and steak and shrimp. And it was like little baby potatoes that they made on the barbecue. I was like, this is incredible. And just like an adult conversation in silence. We actually ate at the table. Like she set the table and we ate at the table. I was like, this is amazing. So if you guys have any friends that don't have kids, like highly recommend going over for dinner every once in a while. It was just like a totally different experience. I was like, I had a glass of wine. No, I had champagne in the hot tub after. I was like, what is my life right now? So that was exciting. And I will be visiting more often from now on, except their dogs traumatized me. So they're going to have to train their dogs or like get them out of the house when I'm there. They did traumatize me. So anywho, that is today's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, do all the things, send it to your friend, and looking forward to more episodes. And yeah, that is all. So long. I hope your children sleep tonight, but I also hope that you sleep tonight because, you know, sometimes when we start to get older, our sleep is negatively affected. So I hope everybody sleeps tonight. Okay, bye guys.
Are you looking for a podcast that'll make you laugh?
You came to the wrong place.
That's not us. Well, it is. We are a husband and wife who chat about raw, real relationship topics.
Yeah, like sex.
Like money.
Like marriage and kids.
But we're not afraid to talk about how your newborn baby probably isn't as cute as you think it is.
If you're in need of entertainment while you're driving to work, because that sucks, we can join you in the suckage, kind of like being in your ear.
Not physically.
So if you want to laugh,
come check us out.
Brought to you by the Laughing Couple Podcast.
Ha ha ha.